Rock 100.3. And now, here is the only radio host in America who Bob Dole could beat in an arm wrestling match. Over the top, Howard Stern.
You know, some days you just want to jump out a window and end it all, but today's a good day. A fun show.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of nice to have Def Leppard here, man. I love your music. You guys are great. Yeah, it's great to have you here.
Yeah, the real band is here.
Hey, we don't get up this early for everybody, you know.
I have my new girlfriend here, Allison Eastwood, and I got...
And you can impress her now.
Yeah. Not only is she hot, but she's Clint Eastwood's daughter.
Wow, there you go.
You guys all married? You are?
Yeah.
More or less?
Yeah.
More or less married?
Have been, not anymore.
Well, you're single or married?
I'm divorced.
Separate. Oh, you are divorced.
How much did that cost?
Yeah.
Too much.
All the Def Leppard money. What's that like? I mean, you guys know to hit the jackpot and literally become successful in rock and roll is almost it's a billion to one, right? There's so many bands out there.
Absolutely.
And you didn't always know you were going to be famous. I mean, you didn't know it was going to work out, did you?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
You did know.
Day one.
Arrogant bastard. Right. Really arrogant. No, but you never know. You never know if the public's going to really love your music or not.
No, you don't.
You don't. And then you make it, and you guys were making big money. I mean, you talk about millions and millions of dollars.
Big.
You
got
me big.
Yeah. For somebody, yeah.
And then your wife takes everything.
Oh, no.
Now, when did you marry her?
Who, me?
Yeah. Did you marry her at the beginning?
When did you marry that broad?
1989.
Yeah?
1989?
I've got a theory.
Yeah.
Just give half of what you have to somebody you don't like.
Right. And never get married.
Yeah.
That's right. So the most important lesson we've learned so far in this short conversation is don't get married.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand if you're going to rock and roll. Interesting lesson I just learned. Meanwhile, Allison Eastwood just got married. And she hardly knows the guy and doesn't live with him.
She's not even living with him.
Yeah.
That's the key to marriage.
Right. Don't live.
Don't live with the person. Yeah. And it's fine.
We're learning all sorts of stuff.
Then you'll still like them, I promise.
And I know Def Leppard's going to get to bang her after the show. I know.
Hey, I grew up with you guys, of course.
What do you mean? You were a huge fan?
Yeah.
So you would have sex with them? You would have sex with them?
Well, I mean, I don't know about now. I'm married.
Oh, please. That marriage is a joke. And buy her a drink.
Buy me several drinks.
She had a little problem with alcohol, I'll tell you that. So,
there's some problems in the band, too. Somebody can relate, right?
I'm sure.
So what happens when you become a rock star? There's a lot of pressure, so you start drinking and stuff and getting crazy?
Well, we used to drink before we were rock stars, so that bit came easy.
Oh, you did?
But then some of us actually stopped when we...
And when you become a rock star, are you immediately allowed into every cool party? And are you allowed to hang out with famous people?
Some people did. We never were. We were little kind of... We always got sidestepped.
You did.
We were a little thing unto ourselves.
Right, right.
We've never been much of a party thing.
It's always been ordinary for us.
Yeah, the only party we've ever been to, really, was the Diamond Awards thing in March.
The Diamond Awards. Yeah. You guys don't party? You don't go out anywhere?
No,
you don't?
No big...
We're pretty lame, actually.
Really? I would think half the fun would...
Supermodels?
Yeah, don't you guys get supermodels?
No.
What's the problem? What kind of band is this? No supermodels?
Well, that's why we came on air, you know. We thought it'd improve our ratings.
Yeah, I can't even imagine a life without supermodels.
Famous person we've ever stood near.
Really? Is that right? Yeah. No, but like when you you guys grew up where? In England or something?
Yeah.
I could tell from those accents.
You're sure.
Right.
Very similar to the previous guys you just started.
Right.
They sound like they were born next door to us.
Right, yeah. They were nice guys.
Don't know where they were from. Their accent was very local.
I'm always amazed how many bands come out of England.
Yeah.
England's like the size of Philadelphia, and you got all these, like,
everybody's making music.
Yeah, how's that work out?
Well, there's nothing to do over there. So.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It sucks so bad, you gotta make music.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, and you guys are tight because you knew each other, from, like, high school or something?
Well, me and Sav and Rick go back to 78.
Oh, that's nice.
Phil joined in 82, and Viv joined in 92.
Viv's the new boy. He's only been with us about 8 years.
Nobody had any talent in my high school.
Nobody played. Nobody broke out.
Everybody sucked.
Anything. There was no Roosevelt sound.
No, there was no Roosevelt sound. There was no Rockville Center. So every school, I went to a bunch of high schools, and all of them sucked, and nobody did anything creative.
Well, we were having too much fun, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, like me and my mates, we went down to some guy's basement. We couldn't create any music. We used to try.
Well, we were pretty crap when we started.
Were you really bad?
You
We could be pretty crap today as well. So before we...
we never know. But were you really that awful?
We weren't that great.
No, we thought we were good. We weren't quite as good as we thought we were.
And what about that guy who was your producer? He's always taking credit for the whole Def Leppard sound. What's that guy's name?
Mutt
Lange. You still working with him?
Yeah, we did.
From How could he time? Be responsible for them and Shania Twain?
Yeah, I can't get that. How do you figure that? He goes from great music with the Def Leppard and he goes to that Shania Twain. How do you figure that?
He's multi-talented.
Don't forget, he's done AC/DC before us, Brian Adams.
Yeah, he's done some great things.
You guys have blown out his ears.
Right. He used to sound right.
Maybe you blew his mind and then he went off with Shania Twain. Maybe that's it.
By the way she looks in that video, I don't think he made a bad decision.
I'd love to have sex with her. Don't tell Allison Eastwood. She'll think I'm two-timing her. But yeah, she's beautiful, huh? Did any of you guys ever get to bang her before he married her?
No, we haven't even met her.
You haven't met her?
No.
Yeah, what? He's
what
like,
keeps him away from Shania?
Mutt's a weird dude. He's like reclusive. Like, yeah, I was reading in the Inquirer that Mutt married Shania Twain, right?
Yeah.
And he develops her into this big star, and now she's lonely on the road. Mutt will never go on the road. Mutt will...
Yeah, we read that as well. Did you notice that the photograph, he actually had the pass hanging around?
Yeah. But it was, you know, it's like, you know, if I had Shania Twain, I wouldn't leave her side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They just, you know, he's got his job to do, she's got hers, and occasionally they go in different directions. But I'm sure they spend more time together than Inquirer thinks they do.
So when you did the new album with him, did Shania hang around? Or he just went to England and did it?
No, we only did three songs with him.
Oh, you did?
He was only there for 4 days.
Oh, no kidding.
He came in.
He had to
get
back to Shania.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really? So you guys are having fun.
We are.
Yeah. The band has had a few tragedies, though.
Yeah, you guys have had tons of tragedies.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good times as well. You know, people forget about that.
Yeah, you got to focus on the tragedy. That's rock and roll.
Nobody remembers good news.
No, you don't want to hear the good news.
Okay, it was all crap. It was terrible.
Now you sound right. That's it. Now it's very rock and roll.
Yeah. I am so miserable.
This is the peak of our career.
This is it. It's over.
What is the best thing about... What were all the tragedies?
Rick
had a big tragedy losing his arm. But you know what? You know what was kick ass about that? You came back and you even drummed better with one arm.
I was always
amazed.
With one arm.
Yeah. You know what? This is a lesson to all drummers.
He puts all drummers to shame.
Get rid of one of your arms. Obviously, that's a better way to drum. Tell you that. Is that a mic worker? Is that microphone working?
Not.
Let me see if I can get that working. Can you guys turn that on for me, please?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I'm trying to get the mics working. You're talking to that one.
So really loud, Rick.
So losing the arm was no big deal in terms of drumming.
Not when you have a third leg.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
One arm and three legs.
Right. So
we call him tripod.
Do you laugh at guys with two arms who can hardly play the drums?
I do.
You do.
I do because Joe tries all the time.
Right. Yeah. I was always amazed by that. I remember the band, like when you guys first started touring after your accident, that the band had another drummer playing alongside, and then you guys had to throw him out because you were playing just fine.
We gave him the Spanish Archer.
I got to tell you something. Ringo needs a third arm. Between you and me.
The Beatles should have had another
drummer. I'll tell you a story.
Right.
Ringo stood on my foot at the House of Blues. I was so proud.
Is that your claim to fame? He wouldn't tell him to get off.
He stood on your foot and you didn't say anything.
No, I was like wow.
I didn't
clean it for weeks.
Yeah, we had Ringo on the show. It was weird having one of the Beatles in here. I mean, it was like so weird to see one of the Beatles.
It's like meeting the Pope or something.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, he doesn't have to do anything. He just walks into the room and people kiss his ass. It's beautiful.
I don't think Ringo knows what to do anymore.
Yeah. Well, what other one guy died, right, when
yes,
the band?
Died. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, big time.
That was crap. Yeah,
that's the worst.
That was the lowest.
That's the lowest.
Yeah. Rick Stillian came back, whatever, but Steve, you know, he's always there, but he's, you know, in memory and thoughts.
All that money and getting tons of poontang and you guys to go die.
Yeah.
Well, more money for you guys. Look at it that way. It's the only way to look at it, bro.
Now, did Rick fix up his marriage?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to stop boozing. I was getting really mean.
Yeah, I know. I heard you. I heard you got into a tiff with your wife.
Yeah, discovered Prozac.
Oh, is that right? Take care of it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Never mind that. The fact that even with one arm, you can still take care of your woman is amazing.
That's even more amazing.
Congratulating him.
Why not?
Yeah. No,
that's wicked.
We know that's wrong.
Yeah, I know.
We know that. Okay. So
you do know.
The guys are cracking up.
Strong pimp hand.
Right. Yeah. That's called having a strong pimp hand. I'm telling you. I have one. All right, so listen to me. You guys have survived tragedy. You've had good times. The money, the wealth, the women, it's all been worth
it. Has it been worth it?
Yeah,
of
course. We're here to celebrate. We're here to celebrate your greatness. So you're going to do an old song for us. Then we got to listen to something from the new album, too.
Right.
Because you just put that together.
All right.
Yeah. And you guys don't put out that many albums. You wait a while between albums, right?
No, we're just recording all the time. It just takes us a while.
It takes us forever.
And you know what I like about them? They don't have any of that, you know, we have to break up stuff.
Yeah, you guys are smart.
Yeah,
that's you never went through all that.
No.
No one ever said, hey, I got to go do my solo project.
Right. No tantrums and none of that.
Well, we had a couple of punch-ups here and there, but...
That's all right. Yeah.
Do you guys divide the money evenly?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you do. That's why you never have to break up. That's what it is.
But let's say between the wives.
Right, exactly. But let's say one guy writes a song, the other guys don't. Doesn't the other guy get the publishing and everything?
Does sure.
All right, you understand.
That's okay.
You get paid for what you do.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's it.
We've always been diplomatic.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
But who does most of the writing?
We'll write. Everyone in the band
writes. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's
why
it's
a good relationship.
Yeah. You know, we're friends more than
believe it or not,
else.
We do actually like each other.
Really? Yeah, and do you beat the crap out of each other once in a while?
Well, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Occasionally. Like you do.
In 20 years, we've probably had about 3 fights and 4 arguments.
Really?
See, I can appreciate that. I hate these bands who get you all hyped up, you love their music, and then they have to leave each other.
What's the most amount of women you ever banged at one time?
Oh.
Did they share women?
Hey, didn't you guys used to have sex with the women underneath the stage at the shows?
No, we didn't have sex. We just look at them under the
stage. Really? Yeah, I don't believe that.
But, yeah, but did they share or did they...
Did you guys get wild?
Me and Rick got pimped big time. Because
what happened?
This all happened while the audience participation was going off on one song. He's playing drums and I'm holding the mic out getting the crowd to sing. Everybody else is under the stage having a jolly good time.
Yeah, we've only heard about it.
Yeah, you guys were only working.
We read about it like you did.
Oh, that's funny. No kidding.
That sounds like he's talking to his wife again.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Honestly, officer, I wasn't there. It wasn't me.
No, it's beautiful. That's a beautiful job you guys have. Believe me.
It's nearly as good as yours, I would.
Maybe. All right, listen. You guys are going to do an acoustic version of Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's right.
I can't wait to hear this.
This is the decaf version.
Right. Have you rehearsed this?
Yeah,
or we just went
in the room.
You just did it in the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're just trying this. This is experimental.
Absolutely. Can I get a bottle of water?
A bottle of water? Yeah, well, you are such a rock star. You're so demanding. Hold on. I'll give you a fresh bottle. How's that?
Oh, wow. Give me your very own bottle. You don't even have to share the water.
Well, look. Every direction.
Okay, there.
Do you guys who are married, do your wives go on tour with you, or do you pull a Tom Jones and leave her in a hotel somewhere?
Is that what he does?
He's got a whole thing. He told us how he does.
He leaves her at home in England. Now
he's a rock star.
Oh, well, he is. I mean, he's one of the guys, huh?
Right. Rocks.
And
what
has anybody's marriage survived all the success?
Yeah, I don't think so. Has anybody?
No, Vivian's been married. Vivian.
Really?
Vivian.
Vivian, what's your problem? How the hell does that work out?
I'm like a stallion.
Yeah, you're a really amazing guy, I'll tell you that. All right, so...
And he just had a baby as well. So
well, congratulations.
Really?
His wife.
Oh, your wife did.
Yeah.
Right. What about your girlfriend? You had any kids with her?
No.
All right. All right, so let's get down to it. This is what is really important. Maybe me and Allison Eastwood will dance
there.
Well,
there you go. Oh. You have a dance partner.
Yeah, I'll dance with you.
You guys ready?
Let me tell you something. You'll be pregnant by the time I'm done dancing with you. All right, so...
We're singing it to these... Oh, yeah, we are singing it to
these. Wait a second. I got to bring these up. Hold on.
Okay. Hold on. There you go. That's better.
Oh, that's cool. Hello.
Well,
hello.
That's great.
Hello. Sound check.
You know, we hate sound checks.
They're very, very boring.
Screw the sound check. All right, guys, you do it.
Right. Here we go.